me say it again. It's a sensitive matter. It's a matter in which we all want to get to the facts. General Casey has his portion of what he understands happened, and other people will have their portion.
Aggressive questioning by the press at the Pentagon. Italian Foreign Minister Gianfranco Fini told Italy's parliament today that U.S. troops killed the agent by accident, but he disputed Washington's version of the events. Fini said the car carrying the agent and Sagrena was not speeding, and U.S. troops did not order it to stop, contrary to what U.S. officials say. But Fini dismissed allegations made by Sagrena that the shooting was a deliberate ambush. President Bush said today that authoritarian rule in the Middle East has begun to ease, and he insisted again that Syria must end its occupation of Lebanon. During a speech on terrorism at National Defense University, Bush said, "Today I have a message for the people of Lebanon. All the world is witnessing your great movement of conscience." Nearly 500,000 pro-Syrian demonstrators in Lebanon, however, had a different message for Bush. The mass protest in Beirut by people chanting anti-American slogans and carrying signs that read "America is the source of terrorism" far outnumbered the 70,000 protesters who shouted "Syria out" on the streets of Lebanon Monday. The Census Bureau says people of Arab descent living in the U.S. tend to be better educated and wealthier than other Americans. Today's report covers the 850,000 people who identified themselves in the 2000 census as having only Arab ancestries. The report finds Arabs are nearly twice as likely as the typical U.S. resident to have a college degree, and also the median income for an Arab family was a little more than $52,000, about $2,300 more than the median income for all U.S. families. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton says she's very confident about the outcome of her husband's upcoming heart surgery. Thursday's operation on Bill Clinton will remove fluid and scar tissue from his chest, a rare complication from his bypass surgery last year. The former president says he feels fine, and he even plans to go golfing tomorrow. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Unfiltered.
Picking John Bolton to be the ambassador to the United Nations is roughly like making David Duke the ambassador to Ghana. Bolton's just going to sit there at his tiny little ambassador's desk with his middle finger in the air. This is a man who said he does not believe the United Nations actually exists. I guess the best we can hope for is that maybe he therefore will not show up. Nancy Soderbergh was our representative on the UN Security Council under Bill Clinton. She joins us on Wednesdays Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Yeah, we're live tonight. Welcome to the program, wherever you are listening. A lot of ground to cover tonight. This is International Women's Day. Begins International Women's Year. Also, what happens to what happened to Armstrong Williams? Maybe you already know about this. Some updates on the gay bashing in Santa Fe and here in North Georgia, and how easy it is to buy firearms if you're a terrorist in the United States. Also, a new video has surfaced, put together by U.S. soldiers, and yada yada. All sorts of stuff to cover tonight. So I hope you're going to stick with us. I want to start out right away with Department of Defense briefing today, the Pentagon briefing today with General George Casey, who I guess is the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq. I have not been following Department of Defense briefings lately. It's hard to keep track of these guys. But this has to do with the firing of or the firing on the car of Giuliana Segrena, the Italian journalist, and her rescuers the other day when they murdered one of the people in the car, seriously wounded several others, and wounded the journalist herself. So the Department of Defense briefing today was supposed to be, to some degree, about this. So I want you to hear some of this, all right? We'll just do this right away. The reporters gathered for this circle jerk repeatedly asked General Casey for details about the firing on the Italian journalists and her rescuers, but no details given. It was bizarre. You couldn't help but start to wonder why they held a briefing at all. Maybe just so they could frustrate each other for 30 minutes? Let's begin. The reporter says, General, I realize you're investigating the shooting incident involving the Italian journalist, and an Italian general is heading that, and I'd like to know how it's being structured. Are there any preliminary indications that the Italians had communicated with the United States and the U.S. military that the woman had been freed and was on her way to the airport?
We are working closely with the Italians on their participation in the investigation. Given that's happening, I wouldn't want to go beyond that, and I have nothing concrete that I could tell you about the second part of your question.
Because the Italians have indicated that there was communication. I was just asking for there was any preliminary indication.
Yeah, I have no preliminary indication that that's true.
I wouldn't want to go beyond that. He didn't say anything. And the reporter says the Italians have indicated there was communication between the speeding car, which apparently was not speeding, and the U.S. military. The Italians have indicated there was communication. So the reporter says, I was just asking, is there any preliminary indication about that? And General Casey says, well, I have no preliminary indication that that's true. Now, it just gets worse, all right? Another reporter tries, General, the plane was at the airport, the plane to take her back to Italy. So someone knew that the Italians were coming to the airport to spirit out this the journalist and the security agents. Who was aware that that plane was at the airport?
That's something that the investigation will sort out.
You don't know who communicated
As I said, I don't have that information.
Okay, why is anybody there? Are they there to play Texas Hold'em? What's the deal here? The question, who is aware that that plane was at the airport? The general. That's something the investigation will sort out. Question, you don't know who communicated that the plane was there?
As I said, I don't. I don't have the information.
Now, this reporter actually starts to get a bit cheeky. And he says to the general, so you basically have no information, general, at all about what happened here, about the airplane being at the airport, about the route? Can you elaborate, please, what information you have that maybe we don't have?
I prefer just to leave that to the investigating officer to put all this thing in perspective for you.
Well, again, do you have a better sense of what's going on? Do you know the answers to these questions and you can't tell us, or do you have to wait for the investigation?
In these cases, it's normally give the investigating officer the job, and he goes out and sorts through all these findings. And I'm sure you're hearing bits from all over the place. And that's why we do an investigation, to sort through all those things and tell us what happened.
Yeah, right. So that hopefully, the hope is the American people will forget this even happened a few months from now at the end of the investigation. Quick, all together now, repeat after me. Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Paris Hilton, Robert Blake, Michael Jackson, Martha Stewart, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. That's better. Keep it up. Keep saying it. Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Robert Blake, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Robert Blake, Michael Jackson. Come on. Martha Stewart, Paris Jackson. That's it. Keep your brains just fried on this stuff, right? As far as what the United States military is doing in a war zone, killing people, shooting people, blowing up cars at checkpoints, murdering children, blowing women to pieces, any of that stuff. Now, we're investigating. Martha Stewart, American Idol, Martha Stewart, Robert Blake, Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Robert Blake, Michael Jackson, American Idol, Robert Jackson, Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson.
What's the matter? Is that irritating when I do that? Oh, I'm so sorry. And yet another reporter hits the General Casey Stonewall. And this time, Department of Defense spokesperson, the civilian, Lawrence DeRitta, chimes in and informs the formerly free press that they're wasting their time actually asking questions at a press briefing. Well, what the hell's wrong with you people? And he suggests they might as well give up because Casey ain't talking. Silly journalists expecting answers at a press briefing. Aw, better be careful. You'll get shot when you go to the parking lot to get in your cars. Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson, Martha Stewart. But one brave reporter says,
Sir, the U.S. military, the embassy, anybody in Iraq, anybody in the diplomatic circles, in the U.S. government, anywhere, did they have any information that the Italians were, in fact, negotiating or talking to those holding the Italian journalists? Is there any evidence whatsoever? And General Casey, you or Mr. DeRitta can answer, I don't care. Is there any evidence whatsoever that the Italians paid a ransom for her release?
I don't have any information about the Italians coming in here to do something with respect to the hostage. And I have no concrete information about whether there was a ransom paid or not.
Folks, let me help out here. All right. He's not going to talk about it. Okay, and if there's any confusion about that, let me say it again. It's a sensitive matter. It's a matter in which we all want to get to the facts. General Casey has his portion of what he understands happened, and other people will have their portion. And I truly understand the desire to know more. There's an investigating officer. That investigating officer has been charged under statute and regulation to find out what happened. And we can spend all day with General Casey saying, I don't know, I, General Casey, don't know.
Michael
Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Martha Stewart, Robert Blake, Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Robert Blake, Martha Stewart, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Robert Blake, Michael Jackson, Paris Hilton, Robert Blake, Michael Jackson, American Idol, American Idol, Michael Jackson, 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 Michael Jackson.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Past the hour. That's very irritating, isn't it, huh? Very irritating to hear those names repeated over and over again. And I'm doing nothing less than what television does, the alphabet soup, cable junkie, self-flagellating morons that are on 24/7. And, of course, the networks are not far behind with their repetitious nonsense. So an airplane is sitting there at the Baghdad airport waiting for the freed Italian journalists. Now, of course, nobody knows anything about this in the American command. They don't know how that plane landed. A plane landing at Baghdad airport. In the past couple of days, in the past couple of months. And the U.S. military knows nothing. We did what? 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 An airplane landed? Oh, from where? Italy? What's Italy? I don't know what you're saying. Let me check with the Pentagon, a civilian spokesman. Do you know what Italy is? So nobody knows nothing. And according to the Italians now, the car was not traveling 100 miles an hour. The car was not speeding through checkpoints. The car was trying to get to the airport. And it almost didn't. Well, the cargo almost didn't. The car didn't, in fact. But nobody knows anything. Nobody knows anything. In the meantime, have you heard about the new video? Huh? Our heroes. Our heroes over there, our soldiers, our heroes.
What's the matter, Malloy? You don't support the military? You son of a bitch, what are you, a communist? You don't support the military?
Have you heard about the video? Huh? It's, what's it called? Ramadi Madness. The video that was put up on the internet by the Palm Beach Post. On their website, 27-minute video was made a year ago by members of the Florida National Guard who served in Iraq as part of the 124th Infantry Regiment. Oh, by the way, the group that fired on the Italian journalist, their unit has been under investigation for repeated cases of raping Iraqi women. Did you know that? Soldiers from the 3rd Infantry Brigade, the same military unit's troops fired on, this is what it says here, carrying the freed Italian hostage Giuliana Segrena, were under investigation for raping Iraqi women, U.S. Army documents reveal, blah, blah, blah. The documents obtained by the ACLU show only the most cursory attempts by the investigators to establish whether the women were raped. The soldiers claim the women were prostitutes or denied any knowledge of anyone in their unit having sex with anyone anytime while deployed in Iraq. The statements went largely unchallenged. The statements from soldiers, I know the women were Iraqi. I, however, don't know if they were raped or were prostitutes or just wanted sex. 1,200 pages of documents released yesterday. The documents contain the video, reference to the video, and then the Palm Beach Post got the video and put it up on their website. But the video shows some pretty interesting things. The The military says they're not going to bring any charges against anyone in the video because the military says the soldiers may have displayed inappropriate behavior, but certainly not criminal. Nah, there's nothing criminal about it. One of the scenes displays a wounded Iraqi detainee held at gunpoint by a U.S. soldier. The Iraqi man is moaning from obvious pain while the soldier looks at the camera and grins and says, "This blank shot at me." He then proceeds to kick the wounded man in his wound. Video shows another captured Iraqi being treated for a head wound while a voice off screen tells him to, "Come on, smile for the camera." The video shows soldiers of the same unit trying to examine an idle truck during the night and discover that the Iraqi driver has been shot and killed. So one of the soldiers moves the driver's hand and says, "Hold on, I'm going to make him say hi." And then he waves the hand, "Hi, hello, I'm dead." The video contains grisly footage of burned and dismembered bodies on the pavement following a massive explosion. A soldier points to some remains and pokes them with his foot. Some voices, apparently belonging to soldiers, cannot be seen, exclaim, "Oh, that must be part of his skull." It goes on and on. How do you defend this? How do you defend this? Do you say, well, it's war? It's war, Mike. You know, war is hell. Freedom ain't free. You know, war is hell. Bad things happen to people in a war. Is that what you can say? I guess you can say that, right? 27 past the hour. Is there America?
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses directed.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. That's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included. For all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Kids sure love their Ovaltine. Hot and rich, see what we mean. Its creamy taste will make the scene. Hot milk mixed with Ovaltine.
Hot chocolate Ovaltine. Nutritious Ovaltine. I want my Ovaltine. With chocolate Ovaltine.
Lots of vitamins combined with minerals, so keep in mind. Swiss Miss Cocoa's far behind. Ovaltine is quite a find.
Hot chocolate Ovaltine. Nutritious Ovaltine. I want my Ovaltine. With chocolate Ovaltine.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition when we welcome former Senator Max Cleland back to the program. Senator Cleland may be missing one arm and both of his legs, but he's got more fight in him than half the Democrats in Congress. He'll tell us how we can fight back against the GOP's dirty tricks. Distinguished war veteran Max Cleland and not-so-distinguished war correspondent Mort Milthington on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. What, we have one of the flying monkeys? Oh, Jesus. All right, I'll come to him in a minute. Dave, huh? All right, we'll get to him in a second. I got this from Glenda. She said, before I post the article, she sent me something from counterpunch.org. She says, before I send you the link or post the article, I want to add this. I'm sick to death of the reverence the country has for its, quote, troops, close quote. We honor these little thugs as if they were heroes, when in truth they are committing legalized murder as if human beings are characters in an animated video game. I raised two honorable Marine sons, but this generation of killers who happily mowed down innocent people make me sick. I raised two honorable Marine sons, But this generation of killers who happily mow down innocent people make me sick. I hear you, Glenda. And then she said, here's an excerpt from the article on the attack on the Italians. This is from Counterpunch. Quote, whether or not Iraq ever achieves a genuine democracy, one capable of exiling the Pentagon and dismantling its bases, there will come a time when White House appeasers, the Murdoch propagandists, the neocolonialists will stand fearful before their mirrors and their makers. By what moral code, they will ask themselves in anguish, did I sanction the bombing of cities in faraway countries whose citizens offered no threat? One day the images of dead and limbless Iraqi children suppressed by the mass media and revealed on blogs will fester in their unconscious. Restless at 4 a.m., they will shout in the dark. We even bombed wedding guests and claimed they were terrorists. One day the generals and spin artists will yearn for Alzheimer's in order to quell the ghosts of the slain. Why did we refuse to acknowledge the scale of the slaughter? So blinded were we by imperial hubris, so hungry for blood, we bombed mosques, hospitals, and Al Jazeera. We razed cities. We installed puppets. We turned the population against us, then washed down our guilt with propaganda and oil. So many dead, we didn't keep count. So many warned us, but we didn't listen. The war against terror gave birth to more terror, yet nothing stood in our way. Not the Geneva Conventions, not the laws against torture, not the innocence of children, not the loss of our name. The streets ran with blood, and our critics we hunted. Can we blame the current troops for... thanks, Glenda. Can we blame the current troops for being killers? Is that how we've trained them to be? Well, sure. That's what basic training's all about. Kill without thinking. But usually that means kill combatants. What about the torture we now sanction? Do you think our people in Iraq are not aware that the highest law enforcement officers in this country, the highest members of the civilian leadership of the Pentagon, and the president himself, they all sanction torture? Do you think that a soldier in the field doesn't know that? Do you think it's going to matter a damn to him if he rips off the head of a dead Iraqi and kicks it across the street and laughs? Do you think maybe our military, an organization that has shame as well as honor in its 240-year history, do you suppose our military is now also another victim of Bush's bloody foreign policy? Freedom is on the march, my ass. 1 million people turned out in Lebanon today, in Beirut, with a warning. Stay away, Bush. Afghanistan has become a narco state. Iraq is descending into bloody chaos. Freedom is on the march. And we have soldiers who, atrocity after atrocity. This is like watching on the History Channel old, grainy, black and white footage of SS beating the hell out of Jews and Poles and Lithuanians and Austrians and Slavs and Russians. Good God Almighty. I support the troops. Bring them home. Bring them home. Bring them home! So they can all get into therapy or detox as quickly as possible. George W. Bush is poisoning our military from the top down. This poor, dumb general freak who stood there today until the civilian guy had to step in with his condescending, smarmy kind of attitude to the press. Now he's not going to answer any questions. Why don't you guys go home? What? Oh, we called the press conference? Well, okay, it's over. All right, let's get the monkey out of the way. Dave, what do you want?
Hello?
Yeah, what do you want?
How are you, Mike?
No, that's not the way to start with me. What do you want?
Oh, I just was wondering how come you...
No, because I'll tell you what I see up here on the screen is what I see... Hey, shut up! What I see up on the screen here, you want to ask me why I blame America first. Now, what are you talking about?
These soldiers that murdered this bodyguard, they didn't murder anybody.
Oh, Jesus. What do you want to talk to me about?
You want to blame the military first.
Okay. Goodbye, Dave. Go play with yourself, all right? Get off my radio program. Jesus, I hate these people. We always give them a chance, don't we? Eh? Always give them a chance. What do you want? Why are you calling my program? How do you blame the military? You know, you can sit here and go through this over and over and over again. That sick little sucker. Dave, why don't you join the military?
Well, I was. By God, I was.
Yeah, sure you were. So was your mama. Why doesn't Dave join the military? Now, I just, you know, we'll put those people on. I mean, it's okay. If any right-wingers out there, if you want to call in, I'm still waiting for just one of you, to be able to put together a coherent, logical approach to this program. You can't do it. I know you can't do it. James is calling from Oklahoma. James, welcome to the program.
Honor to talk to you.
Say again?
It's an honor to talk to you.
Hey, my pleasure, sir.
I just had a few comments.
Go ahead.
None of them negative.
All right.
About Halliburton. My dear old dad worked for him. He got back from World War II and started to work for Halliburton. He worked for him 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how much money he made when he died? $133,000, and the government took $53,000 inheritance tax off that. And old Dick Cheney, once he go get up there and work 6 months, makes how much? $4 or $5 million.
Yeah. Okay. Now, James, it's my understanding you wanted to talk about the bankruptcy bill and how. I'm not the least bit surprised. There is no Democratic Party anymore. There is a corpse that still trembles and twitches a bit that used to be the Democratic Party. The head of that corpse is Joe Lieberman, and different parts of the body of that corpse kind of twitch and jerk every once in a while and cast its vote with Republicans, but there is no Democratic Party. It doesn't surprise me to see any Democrat, as a matter of fact, siding with this oppressive, sick, disgusting Republican Party. It doesn't surprise me at all. That's what they do. Is he gone? Oh, that's a shame. I don't know. Yeah, as long as you brought this up, this so-called bipartisan coalition in the Senate, and it includes people like Joe Biden and Kent Conrad and who else? Mary Landrieu and, of course, Lieberman. What's her name? Lincoln of Arkansas and Nelson of Florida and Nelson of Nebraska and Pryor of Arkansas and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. What the hell is wrong with these people, especially Debbie Stabenow? Now, I may be reading it wrong, but Democrats voted, the Democrats I just named, voted for cloture, to close off debate. The Democrats have been unable to hold the ranks on the bankruptcy bill. All debate on the bill is finished, and it will come to a vote within the next couple of days. And the vote was 69-31 to close off debate. And that means a whole bunch of Democrats broke ranks to vote with the Republicans. Jesus. So don't ask me about Democrats. The Democratic Party, I've said it before, I don't know, maybe Howard Dean can do something. Go, Howard, you better do something. Maybe Howard can field some candidates to run against these people who claim to be Democrats, who are nothing more than rubber stamps for the Republican thugs. We'll talk about this for a second when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Can you hear the call?
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses direct.
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. When the National Labor Relations Board was created decades ago, its mission was to carry out the national policy of encouraging collective bargaining and union protections for workers under national labor law that guaranteed workers' union rights. AFL-CIO General Counsel John Hyatt says unions are doing everything they can now to avoid the NLRB under Bush administration control because the board has been turned into a weapon against workers.
What has been going on at the labor board, I think, accounts for an awful lot of the explanation for why more and more unions are just being driven away from using the agency that is supposed to be protecting workers in their right to choose to have a union.
Hyatt says a string of recent decisions have leaned heavily against workers.
We have seen a set of about 40 to 45 decisions that is remarkable for the consistency of how they lean in every single instance to expanding employer rights, constricting worker rights.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. That's a really... Man,
the Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning. Available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Yeah, this bankruptcy bill, this is something that the banking and credit card industry has been trying to ram down the throats of American consumers for, about 8 years. And there was always a strong enough coalition of Democrats and a few liberal Republicans, doesn't that sound quaint, liberal Republicans, to stop it from happening. But with the neo-Nazis in charge now, you know, once again, I just, in a way, Schadenfreude again, I kind of love this because the people who are going to be hurt by this are going to be hurt so bad are primarily Bush supporters, people in the, you know, the so-called middle class or lower middle class. Well, at least the queers can't marry. What? We can't file bankruptcy anymore? Oh, well, damn. Who did that? The Republic? Well, at least we can't. At least the queers can't marry. That's good. Jesus is a godly Bush. Bush is a godly Jesus or something like that. I don't know. But these people are going to suffer, and they're going to suffer really bad. The credit card industry, which took in $30 billion in profits last year, the credit card industry. And they have bought and paid for every Republican and a whole handful of Democrats. And that's why so many senators are supporting this bill that will make it harder, if not impossible, for average people to recover from financial misfortune by declaring bankruptcy. And these predatory bastards won't let anyone off the hook, not victims of identity theft. If you have your identity stolen and they ran up $100,000, you, sucker, are going to pay for it. And if you don't, well, you'll never have credit again. Nothing, ever. There's no way out. No bankruptcy, nothing. If you or your family suffers from a debilitating illness, if you are wiped out because of cancer, if you are wiped out, I mean financially, because of a heart disease, if you're wiped out because of diabetic attacks, if you're wiped out because your baby is sick and goes to a hospital for 6 months, and you struggle, and the medical profession struggles to save your kid, and you wind up with a $300,000 bill, you sucker, are going to pay that every last dime of it, including those $13 Kleenex tissues in there. You know, the mucus recovery systems? Not the military. You're in the military? And you're having financial troubles? Huh? Oh, that's a damn shame. Try to file bankruptcy? Oh, no. Your ass will be taken to court. The judge will say, no, I'm not going to discharge the debts. Pay them. But sir, I'm pay them! Over the past few days, this filthy, disgusting, anti-American United States Senate has rejected a series of amendments to this putrid bankruptcy bill that would have, among other things, closed loopholes for the wealthy. Now, the loopholes are still open for the wealthy. The amendment, another amendment, would have cracked down on predatory lending practices. Oh, no. 300, 400, 700, 900% interest. Too bad, sucker. You got one of those paycheck loans. We own your house now. An amendment was offered to protect the homes of those who were facing bankruptcy because of medical bills. Oh, no. No, 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 no. This is... Oh, and included in the bankruptcy bill, I think it was Kennedy tried to tried to get a provision in there to raise the minimum wage bill from $5.15 an hour. They wanted to raise it up to $7.25 over the next 26 months, and Republicans said no. Kennedy said, I believe that anyone who works 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, should not live in poverty in the richest country in the world. Republicans said, oh, go screw yourself. Go kill another Mary Jo Kopechne. Get out of our face, you old fart. The Republican said, ah, all right. $1.10 over 18 months. Both amendments were defeated. Republican said, wages don't cause sales. They don't? Sales are needed to provide wages. Wages do not cause revenue. Revenue drives wages. That's what the Senator Mike Enzi, a Republican from Wyoming, said. Can you believe this? Wages don't cause sales. I'm sorry, you ignorant slob. If people have money to spend, i.e. wages, yeah, they do cause sales, you ignorant freak. So the Democrats. The Democrats who voted for cloture, Biden of Delaware, Byrd of West Virginia, Carper of Delaware, Conrad of North Dakota, Johnson of South Dakota, Cole of Wisconsin, Landrieu of Louisiana, Lieberman of Connecticut, Lincoln of Arkansas, Nelson of Florida, Nelson of Nebraska, Pryor of Arkansas, Salazar of Colorado, Stabenow of Michigan, they all said, nah, screw the American public, we're gonna side on with the Republicans. Meanwhile, up in the gallery at the Senate, somebody was saying, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Martha Stewart, Martha Stewart, Martha Stewart, Michael Jackson, Martha Stewart, American Idol, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, American Idol, American Idol, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
House Republicans immediately funded President Bush's request for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Then they cut nearly every other proposal for U.S. security interests abroad, including over $2 billion in emergency foreign aid. The cuts include money for reconstruction in Afghanistan, peacekeeping in Sudan, and debt relief for countries affected by the tsunami. Here are the facts. Soaring poppy revenues in Afghanistan now double the amount of dispersed international aid. Hundreds die in Sudan's Darfur region every day. 1,000 troops currently patrol a country the size of France. Many nations in the developing world pay more in debt service than they earn from exports. These cuts are not isolated policy. Last year, Congress underfunded Bush's much-hyped Millennium Challenge account by $1 billion. Bush already has enough trouble putting his money where his mouth is. House Republicans don't need to give him an assist. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident. And remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Come on, sweetie, we'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's going to be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's going to rain.
Now, I heard the weather, it's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
Nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy! You should have logged in to AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head.
Oh, no.
But
nope.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free. Link to it for free. Buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I?
Nope.
The L Magazine, the hippest, happeningest guide to New York City. The L stands for little, lively, loud, lovely, licentious, and love. The L Magazine, because the L stands for listings. For the hottest spots and coolest joints to dance, sing, stare, sip, scarf, and swing. Look for us in those cute little orange boxes. The L Magazine. Put it in your pocket.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. It's going to soon be harder to dissolve your medical bills or your credit card debt by going into bankruptcy. Under a bill clearing its last major Senate hurdle today, after negotiations with the House. Senate passage later this week and anticipated action by the House next month would deliver to President Bush the second of his pro-business legislative priorities after Republicans increased their majorities on both sides of the Capitol in November's elections. Banks, credit card issuers, and retailers have pushed for about 8 years for an overhaul of bankruptcy laws in order to force more people to repay at least part of the debt they owe. It nearly passed Congress in 2002, but it failed over a Democratic measure approved by the Senate and rejected by House Republicans to prohibit protesters from using bankruptcy to avoid paying court fines for blocking abortion clinics. But today, with the Republicans' ranks in the Senate swelled by 4 members after last fall's elections, that abortion plank was rejected on a 53-46 vote. Later, the Senate voted 69-31 to limit further amendments and close the debate and hold a final bill this week. President Bush's request for more than $80 billion in emergency money for wars in Iraq and Afghanistan advanced largely intact through a House committee today as well. Bill Clinton says he feels fine, but the former president will have to undergo surgery again. Clinton says he knew before he left last month to tour tsunami damage in Asia that he'd need more surgery. Thursday's procedure will clear away fluid and scar tissue. Clinton says the surgery is simple.
All I have to do is drain it and take that little peel and hold the fluid out. It's a routine sort of deal, and it'll knock me out of commission for a week or two, and then I'll be back to normal. It's no big deal.
During a visit to the White House, where he and the former President Bush reported to the current President Bush on their visit to the region hit by the tsunami, Clinton said he'll be out of commission for a week or two, and former President Bush said Clinton was like the Energizer Bunny as the two of them went from country to country on their Asian tour. A new poll finds a growing number of registered voters believe Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton should run for president in 2008. According to a poll by Marist College's Institute for Public Opinion, 46% of voters want the former First Lady to run, while 49% said she shouldn't. Back in December, it was 38% in favor of a run and 50% opposed. A government study says dozens of known or suspected terrorists bought guns in the U.S. last year, despite being on federal watch lists and undergoing background checks. That's because under current U.S. law, membership in a suspected terror group does not necessarily rule out your right to own a gun. And the man who's given credit for coming up with the idea of renting movies on videotape has died. George Atkinson was 69 back in 1977. He bought 2 copies each of the 50 movies available to the public and rented them out from a store in Los Angeles, an experiment that would lead to more than 600 franchises of video station. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection, and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
On the next Al Franken Show, I'm going to be interviewing mad scientist Jim Walsh, the executive director of the sinister and secretive Adam Project at Harvard University. Plus, J.L. Phelps, the granddaughter of the founder of GodHatesFags.com and a budding fag hater in her own right. And Charlie Baron, who does A Better Rush Than I Do. And David Brock from Media Matters for America, all on the next Franken.
Back to your seekers, about 7 past the hour. Yes, we're live tonight. No, we do not have any of Manor Monkey's so-called policy speech from earlier today. We listened to some of that today, Kathy and I at home. We had that second cup of coffee sitting in the bed with the kid, kind of playing with baby toys. You ever play with baby toys? Molly's grandmother took some old medicine bottles, you know, prescription bottles, took all the labels off of them, and then took one bottle and put a couple of little jingle bells in it and put the top on securely. Took another bottle and put a couple of little rocks in, put the top on securely. Another one put some rice, another one put some sand, little rattles that the kid can play with. And the object of the game, you do two of each, two with bells in it, two with rocks in it, two with sand in it. And then you lay the toys out. You lay these little, they're all prescription bottles. That all, it doesn't cost you anything. You just make these. And you lay them out, and then you shake one for the kid to hear. And the kid listens to the sound and then tries to find the same sound. Isn't that cool? Now, granted, Molly's mother, grandmother is a speech pathologist. So, yeah, we're going to have those kind of things for Molly. Liberal toys. These are toys for poor people who can't afford real toys. Toys for those affected by the new bankruptcy bill. Huh? Empty medicine bottles. Put rocks in them. Put the top on it. Here, kid, here's a rattle. Now, that's what it sounds like, but actually, Molly's grandmother did this. It's a teaching thing. It's a speech therapy thing. It's a teaching thing for poor people. I guess that's us, Kathy. We work full-time, just like Kennedy says. Oh, God. No, we're not poor. We're in the middle class. We're in the middle of the middle class. A Harvard University study released in February 2005 shows that half of all personal bankruptcies result from families being unable to pay their medical bills, even though they often have health insurance when they first get sick. And the Republican-controlled Senate, with their whorish Democratic allies, and if Robert Byrd is one of them that voted for cloture, then he's a whore too. Sorry. And Debbie Stabenow, the senator from Michigan, where the unemployment rate is approaching 8%, and the senator from Michigan votes to allow these filthy, predatory swine to make mincemeat out of former auto workers or former manufacturing workers in the state of Michigan with an almost 8% unemployment, who live in one of the most toxic states in the union, who are suffering from thyroid disease and heart disease and cancer, just about every organ in their body, and they don't have health insurance. And Debbie Stabenow, the senator from Michigan, votes with the Republicans. I wonder why. middle-class families, just below the middle, are under enormous pressure to stay financially stable. So what does the Republican-controlled Senate do? After trying for 8 years to do for the credit card industry what Monica did for Bill, they finally succeed. And the American consumer, the working class, all of those people in the working class who are right slam in the middle and just a little bit below, hold on to your ass, folks. Don't get sick. Don't get unemployed. Don't have your child run over and mangled by a car where it takes operation after operation after operation to get the little tyke to be able to walk again. Don't do that. Don't need a heart bypass operation at the age of 38 or 42. Oh, well, if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, fine. But if you're not, and they tell you you need a heart operation, go ahead and die. It'll be easier on you and your family, thanks to the Republicans. From Jan. Hi, Mike. If you check Il Manifesto and read any of Giuliana Segrena's articles on Iraq, it is not hard to understand why the U.S. military would want to silence this courageous journalist. She wrote of the horrors of the tortured Abu Ghraib and interviewed refugees from the slaughter at Fallujah. Those interviews were completed just before her kidnapping, and they are not reports that the Bush crime family would want to be exposed to the light of day. This administration and its military has constantly targeted journalists unsympathetic to its war of aggression against Iraq. Remember the shelling of the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad where a few journalists were killed? Finally, last week, I went to hear an unembedded journalist, Dar Jamail, speak at the local junior college. He showed slides of the carnage wreaked on the hapless Iraqis. There were pictures of numerous small children lying in hospital beds with their bandaged wounds and missing limbs. There were photos of Iraqis obviously burned by chemical weapons and or napalm. He showed slides of a group of Iraqi men holding piles of the banned flechette projectile that they had picked up after a shelling in their neighborhood. He also showed a short DVD made by an unembedded American filmmaker who had shot over 20 hours of video in Iraq. Before leaving Iraq, he gave Dar the DVD made as he drove through destroyed Fallujah. The images reminded me of Dresden or Stalingrad. The American filmmaker, after completing his work, returned to L.A. His girlfriend picked him up at the airport, and they drove to Santa Barbara for a few days of R&R. They left the 20 hours of tape, the laptop, the video cam, and the digital cam at the motel while they went for a walk on the beach. When they returned to their car, they found that it had been broken into and the girlfriend's purse stolen. When they returned to the motel, they found that the room also had been robbed, but the only thing that was missing were the tapes of Iraq. A few days later, the filmmaker received a call purported from a street person in San Francisco. The filmmaker was told by the street person that he had the girlfriend's purse. So the filmmaker flew to San Francisco, where he met with the street person, who turned out to be a shaven-head, self-described sniper. He told the filmmaker that he had seen the tapes and that there was evidence there to sink George Bush. And then he told the filmmaker that he was a sniper and that he could take out the filmmaker at any time. So do I think that the U.S. military deliberately targeted Giuliana? You're damned right I do. I highly recommend Dar Jamail's website for news and photos of Iraq. His website is darjamailiraq.com. You want me to spell it for you, Truth Seeker? DARJAMAIL, Iraq.com. You want me to spell it again? DAHR. That's his first name, Dar. DAHR. His last name is Jamail. JAMAIL. Dar Jamail, Iraq.com. Thanks, Jan. So we're all involved in groupthink, aren't we? Huh? Heroes, that's what we have. We don't have soldiers. We don't have killers. We don't have people who are paid to invade another country who did nothing to us. We don't have people who blow children and their parents into bloody mist at a checkpoint because they don't know how to conduct themselves in a war zone, because they don't have command and control. No, we have heroes. We have heroes. Are they not victims, these heroes? How soon before a couple of these guys come back to the United States and decide to take down an office building with a couple of hundred people in it? How soon before we produce another Timothy McVeigh, or two, or six, or ten? He was a war veteran too, the first Iraq War. This is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Planet Check.
The history of Catalina.
Essentially, it's the story of one man, William Wrigley Jr., who changed the course of Catalina Island in terms of art, sports, music, and entertainment.
That's filmmaker Greg Reitman talking about his film, Hollywood's Magical Island, Catalina.
It's really sort of like Southern California's ecological sanctuary.
Reitman's film explores the historical, social, and environmental changes of Catalina and Wrigley Jr.'s dream of preserving its natural beauty.
He really appreciated nature and the wildlife and was very concerned in making sure that most of the land would be preserved and not be built on. And he was sort of a great mind of the time.
88% of the island is preserved and part of the Santa Catalina Island Conservancy. Learn more at
themagicisle.net.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and Digit Design training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, Go stealth and get the phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 21 past the hour. You all know Cindy Sheehan, I'm sure. She's the founder of Gold Star Families for Peace, and their website is GSFP.com, Gold Star Families for Peace, GSFP.com. She has sent me an email. She said, "You're right that many soldiers in Iraq are committing war crimes, but I have heard from so many who just say, quote, all we want is to come home alive, end quote. I think the ones who need to be tried for war crimes and high treason are Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Feith, Bolton, Gonzalez, kind of sleazy Rice, Abrams, Chertoff, Congress. Did I forget anyone? Oh, yeah, the old ones, Powell and Ashcroft. They are the ones who have put our children in terrible harm's way for lies and betrayals. There are many of our soldiers who are refusing to go or refusing to go back for second deployments or to go back after they've been home on leave. They know how wrong and devastating this war is. We need to support these soldiers financially and with our love. My organization, Gold Star Families for Peace, is already setting them up with lawyers who will take their cases pro bono. I tell the soldiers, even if they have to go to prison for a while, it's better than being in a coffin for eternity and breaking your mom's heart. If my son, Casey, was going to be killed, I'm kind of comforted that he went after he had been there for only 2 weeks, before he had to witness those horrors and kill someone. He was a gentle and kind soul." Cindy Sheehan, the founder of Gold Star Families for Peace. Thanks, Cindy. All right, I want to move this along here just a bit. If you're on hold, I'm coming to you in just a second. Oh, wait, almost forgot here. A quote from Kennedy, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Steve sent this to me. "If by liberal they mean someone who looks ahead and not behind, someone who welcomes new ideas without rigid reactions, someone who cares about the welfare of the people, their health, their housing, their schools, their jobs, their civil rights, and their civil liberties, someone who believes we can break through the stalemate and suspicions that grip us in our policies abroad, if that is what they mean by liberal, then I'm proud to say I'm a liberal." You're damn right. Armstrong Williams, after being Bush's little whore, is going to get a radio talk show in New York. He signed a contract with some toy station there. It's going to be called Drive Time Dialogue. How about that? The manager, the general manager of this toy radio station says, "Well, you know, Mr. Williams was hired as part of an effort to bring a new interested audience to increase our ratings. We love him. We, you know, The station manager said she did not believe Mr. Williams had been compromised as a political commentator. She said, in fact, well, you know, we feel it's something that unfortunately happened, but we can all move on. Who said crime doesn't pay? Who said that? Huh? The Santa Fe gay bashing situation we talked about last week, a 21-year-old Santa Fe man who was beaten to unconsciousness was released from hospital today, I believe, Tuesday, more than a week after he was attacked by five men. He was taken off a respirator on Monday and is breathing on his own, but he's still a very sick man, according to a family spokesperson. He has pneumonia. His lungs were damaged in the attack, and there's risk of further infection. Three men have been charged in the beating so far. Two men had just finished lunch with several female friends at a Santa Fe restaurant, gone outside for a smoke when five men drove into the parking lot. The men attempted to talk up the girls and at some point got into an argument with the two gay guys. The you know what happened. They were beaten within an inch of their lives. Now, three people, a 17-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 20-year-old, have been charged with the crimes. And the 17-year-old, David Trinidad, was convicted 2 years ago of raping a 4-year-old boy who is a relative. And this guy is out there screaming at these two gay men. I guess trying to suppress his own pedophilia? I don't know. What do you call it when a 15-year-old rapes a 4-year-old boy? What do you call that? I have no idea. But one of the people who beat these two gay men, one of them almost were beaten to death. One of the three people, David Trinidad, was convicted 2 years ago of raping a 4-year-old boy, a relative. Now, up here in Cleveland, Georgia, remember, was it last week, Catherine, when the listener called in about Fred Phelps and his gang of sickos? We're going to go up to, they're going to come from Kansas. Is it Kansas? Yeah, to Cleveland, Georgia, to protest because a student up there, a girl named Carrie Pacer, had formed a gay support group. And the people in Cleveland, Georgia were kind of pissed off about that. You know, this is North Georgia Mountains. Come on. A gay straight alliance of high school kids? What? So the locals up there were raising enough sand about it, but this Fred Phelps, this guy who has a tail and fangs, he is a devil, he decided to come to Cleveland, Georgia and add into the mix. Guess what happened? Stick around, I'll tell you as soon as we come back. This is Air America.
God on his side, he's got the saints and apostles backing up from behind. Black eyed looks from those Bible books. He's a man with a mission, got a serious mind. He said, stop what you're doing, get down upon your knees. I have a message for you that you better believe.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or a partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
I want Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down.
800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is... Somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more on it.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over the counter at drugstores everywhere.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Maturity Report.
That's just stupidity. I mean, when you can't define sovereignty without using it in a sentence.
I mean, it's not ridiculous to say, well, it means you are sovereign. You're a sovereign entity. But methinks perhaps he doesn't really know what it means. Maybe he does, but
well,
you know, I'm very inarticulate as well. I have to admit, I get very, very inarticulate sometimes when somebody asks me a direct question. But then again, I'm not the President of the United States.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays.
Yes, indeed. You little
You little angel. Wouldn't you love to get that little boy and just hug him, kiss him? All right, talk about Christian cowboys. The story up in Cleveland, Georgia, a high school student up there, 16-year-old, Carrie Pacer, founded something called the Gay Straight Alliance and asked to have her meetings at the high school. And ever since she did that, a couple of weeks ago, I guess, a couple of months ago, the North Georgia mountain town has, according to the Journal Constitution here in Atlanta, has not been the same. This young lady has been booed. School board meetings have been very contentious. So, smelling blood in the air, the vampires out in at the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, they heard about this, and this Fred Phelps, this evil, filthy piece of human excrement, and his eight followers, they showed up in Cleveland, Georgia. Now, one of our listeners called in and said, Mike, they're coming, and wanted to, you know, just to get the word out, maybe some support. And I said, oh, man, you want support for a gay, a straight student alliance in Cleveland, Georgia? Come on. Those are North Georgia rednecks who just say, you know, the only good gay is a dead gay. So what happened was this group showed up from Kansas, and they began a strident protest. It was even more anti-gay than the locals. Right? It got so bad that the people in North Georgia in the mountain town of Cleveland said enough. On Monday morning, yesterday, about 100 people showed up with picket signs in front of White County High School to counter-protest the eight members of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka who had flown in on Saturday and staged these loud demonstrations against the gay clubs, and they also demonstrated against seven local churches in Cleveland, Georgia. Now, the locals were especially pissed off at the out-of-towners because Phelps showed up at churches on Sunday morning before services, and when people started arriving, he and his dogs started hurling insults at the churchgoers, like, thank God for 9/11. God hates you. Your pastor is lying. Now, why did they do this? Well, Phelps and his gang said the churches were targeted because they had not condemned homosexuality strongly enough. Okay. So the people in Cleveland, Georgia, who didn't want the Gay Straight Alliance High School Club, ain't going to have none of them damn queers. No, hell no. All of a sudden, they are being targeted as not being bigoted enough. For example, one woman quoted in the paper, she's 79 years old. Her name is Marcella Beasley. She's a member of the Cleveland Church of God. And she says she's trying to convert her gay nephew because she worries that, quote, he can't go to heaven as a homosexual, end quote. But Miss Beasley got real pissed off because on Sunday, the Westboro thugs showed up at her church with their signs. And Miss Beasley said, you know, if they lived in the days of George Washington, they'd be shot for treason. Oh, I'm so angry, I could hardly stand. End quote. Well, this poses a dilemma. Mrs. Beasley and the other good citizens of Cleveland, Georgia, want to be able to beat the piss, to beat the sand out of their queers the way they see is proper. They don't want them freaks coming in from Kansas telling them how to beat up their queers and be bigoted and hateful. Hell, they know how to do it. Oh, I'm so angry I can hardly stand, Miss Beasley said. How dare these people come in here and attack our queers? We attack our queers. These are our queers. The counter-protest, the 100 people that showed up yesterday, included members of a church in Athens, Georgia, and the North Georgia chapter of Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbian and Gays, PFLAG. The mother of a high school junior, and her name is Judy Davidson, said that she showed up because she was fed up. She said, they're a hate group. How can anybody listen to people who thank God for 9/11? Well, you're right, Ms. Davidson. How can? By the same token, how can anybody listen to local Cleveland, White County, Georgia residents who say, these little faggots in our high school, no, we ain't going to have none of this. You all got one hell of a lesson over the weekend, didn't you? Now that you have driven Fred Phelps and the Westboro Baptist Church back to Topeka, Kansas, you good folks in Cleveland, Georgia, can go back to handling your hatred of queers in a more civilized way. Right? How dare Fred Phelps and his gang show up on the steps of your churches on Sunday morning telling you that you don't hate queers enough. The nerve of the man, huh? The nerve of the man. Now, at about this point, I would imagine that people in Cleveland, Georgia are just confused as hell. What are they going to do now? Now what are they going to do? They ran the real haters out of town. The ones that said, thank God for death for fags. Thank God for 9/11. Your preachers are lying to you. Yada, 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 yada. They ran them out of town. Now, but the problem, you see, is still there. The students, some of whom are gay, some of whom are not, just trying to form a gay, straight student alliance so they can, you know, like, understand each other. Oh, we won't have any of that, not here in Cleveland, Georgia. Or will they? Will they now that real devils came into their town? Now that they understand what it's like to be on the end of real hatred, the receiving end of real hatred. When Fred Phelps comes to your town, you know the devil himself is walking down Main Street, right? Now, I just wonder, I can't help but wonder, and maybe I should have called somebody up in North Georgia, but you know me, I hate having people on this program other than callers. I don't like guests. I don't like to do guests. I don't mean I don't like them. I just don't like to have guests. But it might have been fun to call the mayor or one of the leading preachers up in Cleveland, Georgia, and say, yo, how do y'all feel now, huh? You had Satan in your on the steps of your churches and in the main street of the main drag of your town. How does it feel? How does it feel? You can, you know, you can conclude that story a number of ways, right? We ain't going to have no gay straight alliance here in Cleveland, Georgia. No, hell no. What? The devil is coming? Oh, Lordy! We'll hate our queers the way we see fit. We don't need a super hater coming in telling us how to do it. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Okay, last one of these. In Beatrice, Nebraska, 12 middle school students there staged a brief walkout this week to protest what they called the unfair treatment of a gay student. The students refused to go to class after a teacher took gay pride posters away from a gay student who had brought them to school. That's according to Stevie Woodrum, one of the eighth graders involved. The students also claim the gay student is bullied by other students and that school administrators have done nothing to stop it. Young Master Woodrum said people shove the student's head into lockers. The student gets treated way worse than any other kid. School principal Randy Schluter said the alleged bullying was brought to the attention of school officials who have taken steps to deal with it. But for the really serious problem, those damn posters. Principal Randy Schluter says, well, you know, we do not allow any potentially inflammatory political statements that might distract from school. Beating up an 8-year-old kid because he's queer, ramming his head in a locker, flushing him down the toilet. Well, hell, you know, kids will be kids, but inflammatory political statements on posters? I don't think so. Young Master Woodrum, the eighth grader, said no, the students were not going to put the posters up on the walls. They're going to put them in their lockers. When the posters were taken away, the students decided not to go to class in protest.
Principal Randy said the students' parents were contacted. And they were given the option of going back to class or going home, and most chose to return to class. Principal Randy said the students involved were all friends of the gay student, who, by the way, is the only one they know of who happens to be queer at their school. Stevie Woodrum said, "We did this to support our friend." It's about 15 before the hour. Stick around. Your phone call's next. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try. Well, the kids had to cry for you. I had to try to do things that the dad should do. Since you've been gone, well, you really let us down. You may be heaven bound, but you've left one hell of a mess here at home. And God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, it's 10 minutes before the hour, as promised. We're going to do practically nothing but phone calls now. Edie is calling from Atlanta. Edie, thanks for holding on as long as you have. I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
You know, I had my smart remark figured out an hour and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
About extraordinary rendition.
Right.
Yeah, you know, why are we sending them abroad if they're supposed to be treated humanely? I mean, of course, traveling broadens your horizons. But
yeah.
I was thinking about when you read the email from the Gold Star Mom,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, both my brothers were in the military during the 60s. And I had an older brother in the Air Force and a younger brother in the Army. And they were both stationed in Germany, as it happened. In 1971, my older brother died suddenly of pulmonary embolism.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Wiesbaden, Germany, in that hospital, that famous hospital where the hostages come through and everything.
Right.
And I don't think it really hit my younger brother brought him home. He was his honor guard.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another coffin in the belly of that plane. He sat with both of them, and that other young man was killed in Vietnam.
Mm.
In the same night in Montgomery, Alabama, at the airport, and my mother was still being a brick through it all.
Right.
Until we got to the funeral home next day and saw him there, and I was right behind her, and she saw him there finally in his uniform, looking so handsome, and turned, and she had a look in her eyes that it was like somebody might look if they were staring into the bowels of hell. And because that was her firstborn baby son.
Right.
And I took her by the arm and I sat her down, and the only thing I could think to say was, Mama, at least he was in a nice, clean hospital being cared for by people that wanted to help him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't murdered in some stinking jungle while he was trying to murder somebody else. And that was 1971. I was 22 years old, and I am so glad to this day, my mom is gone now, but I was able to get that out. It eased her burden. And I don't know why we never learn. Mike, why did we never learn? Where is the bottom? Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Edie. That's a good question. Where's the bottom? I don't know. You know, I really don't. I have no idea. Mark is calling from Florida. Mark, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike. It's Mark at JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Oh, yes, sir. Hi, Mark.
Hey, I'm doing good. Awesome show. Yeah, I wrote Just Say No to Fascism because I saw this coming during the election year.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got them preaching hatred. We've got working people driving around with W's on their work trucks like a bunch of frogs in a warming pot of water.
Isn't it weird?
It's insanity. The country is sick. And we need to talk with these folks, these lemmings, make sure that they know what's at stake here. Our First Amendment is under attack. They don't want real journalists. I mean, look what Woodward and Bernstein did with Nixon. Seymour Hersh with My Lai and Abu Ghraib.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're shooting tanks at reporters in the Palestine Hotel. And those Italians, that's their cover-up. You know, they buy their press and they embed them to give you the official view. We should offer rewards for stories like those Iraq tapes that disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
We do now, you know, in the marketplace. We are listening. You know, this is why I wrote Just Say No to Fascism. I saw this coming. You know, one thing, at least we have the ACLU out there to go after these torturers. You know, it's a little bit. It's something.
Mm-hmm.
All while we're attacking our courts.
You know what you said a second ago about talking with these people and trying to engage them in discussion. Anybody who is in the working class or the middle class who puts a pro-Bush sticker on his car or truck or SUV or whatever it is, I avoid like the plague because those people are making a very powerful statement. What they're doing is saying, kiss my ass, I'm a Bush supporter, I don't care what you are or who you are, I don't care what you know. To the extent that I'm going to put it on my truck, my car, my Jeep, my Hummer, my pickup, whatever it is. Here's my theory about that. If you want to try to get to him, Mark, if you want to try to talk some truth to him, you go right ahead. And I respect you for it, pal.
Well, I've learned a couple of them. You know,
that's good. That's good.
That hatred that they've learned because they're being taught this hatred. I know churchgoers. You know, people begin to go to church to learn how to be good people, but there are people actively on the pulpit who are preaching hatred, and that's why we've got all this stuff about the minority groups, all the different people with different preferences and stuff. That's where it starts with them.
Well, Mark, I wish you nothing but success in conversing or talking or chatting these people up. I can't do it, you know. Maybe it's because I'm older than you. I'm probably considerably older than you, and I respect your youth. I respect your motivations. I respect your energy. I really do. I'm not pulling an age trip on you here. I'm just saying that I have I don't have the energy anymore to confront some of these people. I don't care about them, you know. As far as I'm concerned, if they find redemption, if they can get their soul back, their spirit back, out of the clutches of the neo-fascist right in this country, more power to them. But I don't think they want to, and for the most part, I don't think they can. Most of the people in this country now who support Bush or support the hard right are nothing but cowards. And to me, the most dangerous person in the world is a coward.
Yeah, the idea that if you can't beat them, join them. And that is cowardice. And
that's where
we challenge them. Because a lot of these guys think they're tough guys, you know. I'm a Bush voter, and heck with you guys. And what they're saying is, I'm a tough guy. I'm a hard daddy Republican.
Well, Mark, I'll tell you what. You have my support, pal, but it's going to be support from 100 meters away. Trust me. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you checking in. All right, sir. Take care. We have a break here, and we shall come back. For all you patient people who've been holding on, we're going to take your phone calls. If you can just bear with it a little longer, all right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. so I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses direct.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so I don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm.
Ah!
AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Mount St. Helens in southwest Washington state is erupting. A large plume of ash and steam rose from the volcano at about 5:35 local time Tuesday, sending a cloud thousands of feet into the air. Authorities are rerouting air traffic away from the plume, which is currently moving northeastward. Authorities are monitoring the eruption. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush have updated President Bush on tsunami relief efforts in South Asia. The two submitted a report after some aggressive globetrotting to promote tsunami relief efforts. Clinton spoke to reporters at the White House.
The report basically says that these people have done an unbelievable job dealing with their losses and cleaning up, but that there's a lot of work yet to be done.
Former President Clinton will have a follow-up heart procedure this week, this after his recent open-heart surgery. Jim Smith reports from New York.
Doctors say Clinton will have scar tissue and fluid removed from his left chest cavity. The procedure will be done under general anesthesia on Thursday. New York Presbyterian Hospital cardiologist Dr. Alan Schwartz says Clinton noticed recently that something was wrong.
He had noticed over the past month or so that on steep hills, he was getting winded a bit more easily. At the same time, he was starting to feel a bit of discomfort in his left chest.
Doctors say the procedure is a common consequence of heart surgery, and Clinton should be able to resume normal activities. Jim Smith, New York.
The Reverend Al Sharpton says some hip-hop stars are using violence to promote their CDs, and he's calling for a ban on artists that do. Sharpton proposes a 90-day radio and TV ban on any performer who engages in violence. Lisa Romanello reports.
Sharpton says performers can say what they want, but that doesn't mean they can shoot each other.
It's one thing to rap a lyric. It's another thing to where we're not getting used to people being shot and act like there's nothing wrong with it.
Especially, he says, when violence coincides with a new CD. He says sports stars wouldn't get away with it.
If Donovan McNabb and Brady had a shootout, they would not have played the Super Bowl.
And what about the uproar over Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction? Sharpton wants to meet with broadcasters and the FCC chair. He's also reaching out to advertisers. Lisa Romanello, New York.
The 27 Marines and sailor honored in Hawaii during ceremonies Monday were remembered as heroes. All but one were killed in a helicopter crash January 26th in Iraq. The other Marine died in action 5 days later. The ceremony was a final goodbye for the servicemen's families who've already laid their sons to rest. One top officer said the fallen Marines played a part in the Battle of Fallujah, which impacted Iraqi elections. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition when we welcome former Senator Max Cleland back to the program. Senator Cleland may be missing one arm and both of his legs, but he's got more fight in him than half the Democrats in Congress. He'll tell us how we can fight back against the GOP's dirty tricks. Distinguished war veteran Max Cleland and not-so-distinguished war correspondent Mort Milfington on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Oh, by the way, dozens of terror suspects, according to the New York Times, on federal watch lists were allowed to buy firearms legally in the U.S. last year. You want to form a terrorist cell and you don't know where you're going to get your weapons? Come here. Hell, we'll sell them to you. People suspected of being members of a terrorist group are not automatically barred from legally buying a gun. Or 30 or 50 of them. You're a terror suspect? Oh, that's okay. We don't want to infringe on your Second Amendment. What? You don't live here? Oh, well, we still don't want... What? You live in Afghanistan? You where? Iraq? You want how many 50 caliber sniper rifles? 100 of them? Hell yeah! Here, come and get them. This study was done by the General Accounting Office. I think the Republicans now call it the Government Accountability Office. The General Accounting Office, I will stick with the old term, offers the first full-scale examination of the possible dangers posed by gaps in our laws regarding guns. Congressional officials concluded that the FBI, quote, could better manage, close quote, its gun buying records in matching them against lists of suspected terrorists. Now, if you remember, let's get in the Wayback Machine. Right after September 11th, and Ashcroft was told, hey, look, we need to see the gun buying records of some of these suspected terrorists. And he said, I'm sorry, we don't have them. What? No, even if we did, I wouldn't give them to you. Why not?
Because the NRA would break my balls if I did.
What?
Yeah, the NRA.
But we're law enforcement.
Sorry, I'm the Attorney General. Would you like a cup of Crisco? You want to hear me sing? You want to look at the records of people who have bought weapons in the United States who might have committed mass murder on our soil? What do you think, I'm a traitor? Jesus, I hate these people. They're just disgusting. They are just so filthy. Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat of New Jersey, who requested the study plans to introduce legislation to address this problem, in part by requiring federal officials to keep records of gun purchases by terror suspects for a minimum of 10 years. Such records must now be destroyed within 24 hours. A terror suspect that buys weapons in the United by God States of America has the record of the purchase destroyed within 24 hours. Thanks, you Republican bastards. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Can you believe this? Well, of course you can. You live here, just like I do. The bankruptcy bill was written by the banking and credit card industry. Gun control laws are written by these monstrous, thuggish killers in the NRA. They are just absolute America-hating right-wing pigs, every single one of them. They hate this country. They hate law and order. They hate honor and decency. They are cowardly, cowardly thugs. And they insist that their little butt boys in Congress write laws that say any terrorist that buys a gun will have the record of that purchase destroyed within 24 hours. Because you know why? Because we don't want the jackbooted thugs of the U.S. government coming to our house and beating us up and raping our children. That's why. In the months after September 11th attacks, it was disclosed that the Justice Department and John Ashcroft had blocked the FBI from using the gun-buying records to match against some 1,200 suspects who were detained as part of the September 11th investigation. Now, just lock the bastards up. Lock them up, throw away the key. Well, can we build a case against them? Not if it requires looking at their gun purchase records. Oh, no. I can't add anything to the story. I can't say anything. I really can't. In response to the report, Mr. Lautenberg, the senator from New Jersey, plans to ask Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to assess whether people listed on the FBI's terror watch list should be automatically barred from buying a gun. Do you think? What do you think, Alberto? What do you think, dude? Do you think that people on the FBI terror watch list should be automatically barred from buying a gun? No? Okay. Of course, we all know that the terror watch list probably has on it people like Al Franken. So what are you going to do? You see? How do you get around this? We live in crazy world. We live in crazy world. So Lautenberg, Frank Lautenberg, said, well, is there any way we could do this? No. But don't worry. Do you know it's easier to buy a 50 caliber sniper rifle than it is to buy a handgun? Do you know that a 50 caliber sniper rifle is so powerful it can shoot down a civilian airplane during takeoff or landing from over a mile away? Do you know that? Huh? Do you know that 50 caliber sniper rifles are what are going to be purchased and are going to be used to kill American soldiers, to kill American civilians, to kill Americans not just in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Yemen and Kuwait and Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Lebanon and Syria, but also in Detroit and Toledo and Cleveland and New York City and Macon and L.A. and San Francisco and Dallas. And who will be buying these? America's homegrown terrorists? These right-wing racist thugs? And America's not homegrown terrorists, the Muslim crazies, who are just as crazy as the so-called Christian crazies. You see how this works? Huh? The United States is a huge gun bazaar. Everybody knows this. A terrorist, any place on the planet, that wants to get weaponry without leaving a record,
come here. Come here, fellas. Hey, from all over the world. If you're from Europe, if you're from Asia, if you're from South America, Central America, Middle East, South Asia, North Asia, Central Asia, we don't care. Africa, you want to buy some weapons? You want to be able to kill people and no record? Come to the United States. Buy damn. We will sell them to you. We are the United States of America. You want it? We got it. You can have it. If you have enough money. So here's one United States Senator, Democrat Frank Lautenberg, saying, do you think this is a good idea? You know, allowing terror suspects to buy weapons? Is this good? Is this a good thing? Is this an American thing? Is this what we're supposed to be doing? Huh? I hate these hypocrites. I don't think there's ever been a time in my life when I was so contemptuous of and disgusted by the leadership of this country. Bring me your tired, your poor, your wretched, your foreign terrorists itching to blow something up. Send me your huddled masses. Bring them here. I have an AK-47 with your name on it. I have a 50 caliber sniper rifle. That's all yours, Bubala. Send me your cold and tired and huddled masses yearning to be free. I got freedom for you, baby. Here, a Kalashnikov, or 10, or 50, or 1,000. What do you want, huh, booby? You want grenade launchers? Hey, freedom's on the march. We got RPGs. Well, what do you want? 10 million rounds of ammo? What caliber? Here you go. Here you go. Psst, hey, Ahmad, come here. You ever seen a gun show? Hey, booby, come here. Come here. You got to see this. You walk in over there. You buy your stuff there. See the wheelbarrow? Load it up. Huh? Put it in the back of the truck. You're home free 24 hours from now. Hell, you can be killing Americans. You can be killing un-Americans. You can be killing anybody, and there's no record of it. How about that? And a free T-shirt today, too. So buy up there, booby. Buy them. Guns, ammo, RPGs. Get your RPGs here. Step right up. Kalashnikovs. We got them all right here. 50 caliber. You want some? Here you go, Ahmed. Here, have some of these. No? All right, we'll try this on. Oh, I don't know. Here, we got the fatigues. We got stuff over here. You want balloon? What do you want? Okay, here. $100? All right, 50. God, you guys drive a hard bargain. All right, I'll give you $10 a piece. You know.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
I want... Straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
And you talk that talk. You knocks me out.
21 past the hour. My feet. Where were we? Bill. Bill's up next. Bill is calling from Massachusetts. Bill, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience, pal.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Reason I waited on because I'm totally blind. I'm 70 years old, going on 71.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting together here in Massachusetts. I already contacted the State House and both the City Council and some of the councilors. I'm trying to put together a... petition to send to Mr. Bush. I call him Mr. Bush. Be nice.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
I say, Mr. Bush, you talk about fear of this, fear of that. We have fear of losing our Social Security, not only that, but our Medicaid and also our Medicare. So please leave them alone.
Well, now, what are you going to do? Are you going to organize, Bill? Are you going to try to get a lot of people to sign? What are you going to do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, now, how are you going to do it? Do you have a website? Are you going to just...
No, I don't have a website.
Okay.
I contacted some people that are interested in helping me at the council level.
This sounds
also
good.
Also at the state level.
This sounds good. This sounds good, Bill.
And I'm not giving up, and I also... there's something that I'd like to tell you that I think you should check out is inside 9/11 plain sight, of PLANE site, the director's cut. I know you don't have any people on as the guests, but these people are spokespeople for those in 1990, the Desert Storm victims.
Uh-huh.
And there's over 700,000 victims of a Desert Storm dying from cancer.
And most of that is from the use of depleted uranium, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Bill, let me know how this petition thing goes. Let me ask you something real quick here.
Yes, sir.
Did you think that when, by the time you got to be 70, going on 71, that you'd be working to get a petition circulating that asks the government of the United States not to mess with Social Security? Did you ever think that would happen?
No, sir.
Me either.
I'm also a hell of an entertainer, sir. I can do anything from sing opera, from opera to bluegrass, and I also yodel.
You yodel?
I also do over 2,000 voices.
Can I hear a yodel?
Certainly.
Okay. By God, you can yodel. I got to ask you something, Bill. How come all yodeling to me sounds like the person is saying something about an old lady?
Well, that's what it sounds like, exactly.
Oh, it's all about the same old lady or different?
Yeah.
It's about the same old lady. Bill, some night we're going to have talent night, and by God, you better call in, okay?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I'm totally blind.
No, you just call in. We're going to do it on the air.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
I'll call you again.
Thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. I've always wondered that about yodeling. It always sounds like old lady. Yodel lady, ooh, yodel lady. No. Don't even try, Malloy. RB is calling from Canada. RB, thanks for holding on. You've been holding on since God was a teenager, too. Thanks for your patience.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Just about ready to go to work, so it's good timing. I'm ready to give up.
Did you
hear what happened up here in the good old Great White North lately?
I have not. What happened?
Big controversy. The Prime Minister, Paul Martin, decided, after much dithering, not to sign on to the missile defense plan that doesn't...
Oh, yeah. That was a couple of weeks ago. I thought his response was great. I think it's wonderful. I know that took some courage on the part of Mr. Martin, and Martin is his name, right?
Yes, well, actually, it didn't take... he caved into political pressure from domestic, but he had secretly behind the back been giving indications to the Americans that if they just go quietly ahead, we won't say anything.
Well, it took him some courage to show some courage or something. I don't know. What the hell?
He just realizes where the bread is buttered up here. But the funny thing was Mr. Cellucci, the ambassador to Canada, said, well... He was quite upset and peaked, and he said, well, if Canada doesn't sign on to the missile defense plan, I guess we just won't protect them if a missile happens to be coming their way. Upon which NDP leader Frank Layton said, well, if we sign on to the missile defense plan, that's the only reason one would be coming. So you can take that one with you.
Isn't that true? Well, bless the member, the MPs in Canada. I think that's great.
Okay.
All right.
Later.
Thanks, RB. Have a nice evening. Sheila is calling from Washington. Sheila, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Thanks for your patience here.
Mr. Malloy, excuse my voice, but I am disabled and I have muscular dystrophy, so I will try to enunciate my words.
You're doing just fine, Sheila. Thanks for taking the time to call in. What's up?
This is the first time I've ever been angry with you. And
What'd I do now?
I told my roommate tonight, I said, I haven't been to church yet this week, so I better turn him on. And he laughs all the time.
Yeah.
And you kind of made a snide little remark about my good friend, Bobby Blake.
Uh-oh. Yes, I did. Well, not about Robert Blake.
Wait a minute. He's one of us. You know that?
I didn't make the snide remark about Robert Blake. I made the snide remark about the fact that media is giving way too much coverage to a murder trial. If Robert Blake is innocent, I hope the jury finds him.
Well, even Dominic Dunn stated that tonight.
Hey, hold on a second. I'll come back in a minute, Sheila. I got to take a quick break here. This is Air America. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Last thing I want to do is try to spin. Guns are great, they make us all safe, except of course for the high death rate. Abortion's wrong, capital punishment's right, killing poor bad people is something I like. Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Politan that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide.
wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the Balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. And put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, let's go back to Sheila, who is angry with me about Robert Blake. Now, what did I do about Robert Blake? Let me just state for the record, Sheila, I didn't say a word about Robert Blake. What I said was Robert Blake, Martha Stewart, Michael Jackson, because that's what the media is focusing on. And I'll tell you the truth, I couldn't care less about Robert Blake. I hope he has a good lawyer. If he didn't kill his wife, I hope he's found not guilty. If he did kill his wife, I hope he goes to prison for the rest of his life. And that's about as far as I think about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand your angle, because I know the news is saturated
right
with nothing but propaganda.
You know? No. Excuse me, Sheila! Not just propaganda, also celebrity garbage that I'm not interested in. And nobody in America who watches a television newscast should be subjected to Michael Jackson, Martha Stewart, or Robert Blake. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, precisely.
Okay. All right, we're on the same page.
That's why I was trying to get my word in edgewise. I said, and distractions. And that's exactly what they are, distractions.
Yeah, okay, well, why are you angry with me?
Well, I'm in this really bad space tonight, just like everybody else is. We're all, just like the former talker that you had on. You know, he's frustrated, he was angry, he doesn't know what to do, he's going to put out the petition. We are all frustrated, we are all angry, you know, but My friend is fighting for his life, you know, and
well, who's your friend, Sheila?
Robert Blake.
Okay, well, I just said more power to him. If, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty, I don't have any problems with Robert Blake. If he's your friend, okay, I'm kind of fighting for my life, too. So are you fighting for yours. The difference is you and I are not rammed down everybody in America's throat on television. You have your struggle. I have my struggle. Mr. Blake has his struggle. And, frankly, we don't care about if you have a personal relationship with Robert Blake, okay, I can understand why you might be a little bit pissed off because... I said Robert Blake. But I think that's all we need to say about it. And Sheila, thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Appreciate your patience. Hope you have a nice evening. And I hope Robert Blake makes it to whatever he has set himself up karmically. I hope it all works out. I really do. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi. Wow. I couldn't believe I just heard that. I thought I was like in... Entertainment Tonight Zone.
Well, it kind of was, and I just don't go there, you know.
I don't.
Yeah.
Well, I had called you Thursday night. You remember?
Yes, I do.
And we were talking about the fact that I was trying to explain to you that there is a way to form a government.
Yeah. Okay. It's my mind turns to mush most of the time about 30 seconds after I get off the air, but I think I remember the phone call right.
Oh wow! Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. I live on a 32 acres in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yes, and you said it's not a commune, but it's a cooperative living, and right, I remember.
Right, and we have about seven different families here.
Right.
And we get together once a month, you know, and do the various things that we do to try to come to consensual agreements.
Yes.
On the very base core.
Right.
And now we do have to work as a corporation, so we have a president and a secretary mm-hmm. and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But what I found out when I was living in D.C. when I worked on President Clinton's campaign, because mm-hmm. it was actually on the inaugural committee,
right,
is that the Kuna Indians in Panama do the same thing.
Yes,
they do this with their tribal groups. And they have one person that they make, that they form a consensus, and then they have one person that goes up to another level. And then they have to form a consensus, and then they choose somebody
right.
to go up to the next level.
Okay, now you're going to have to get the point here for me, Joy.
Well, what it does is you have a continual stratosphere, well, it's kind of pyramid, but it's not really. What you've got is a consensual agreement to almost everything.
You're right. I get that.
Now, consensus agreements does not work in a state in a country this big. It
right.
can never work.
Right.
There's too many people with differing opinions.
Right.
But it could work if we did it on local levels. That
okay.
is how it would work. I'm not certain how to get that to work, you know, how we could all employ it. But I think that one thing we all need to do is you know, reach out to our community and start talking about things that are important to us on a local level. That is how we can take our government over. We have to be active, and we have to be real, and we have to actually do things and not worry about Robert Blake.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense to me. All right.
Do you have any questions about it? Because if you do, I'd like to know what you would think about it. Because
No, I really don't. I'm very familiar with consensus decision making. Nuclear freeze movement back when it was aborning back in the late 70s used consensus decision making as a foundation. I've sat in on that sort of an agreement where there would be 50 people, each one having a slightly varying difference of opinion on how to, for example, approach the authorities at Barnwell, South Carolina to protest the nuclear storage dump. And using consensus decision making, it took us all night, but eventually.
It does. It takes
eventually
a long time.
We got to a point where everyone agreed, and it was not majority rule. It was not democracy. It was something entirely different called consensus decision making. So, yes, I'm very familiar with it. I think it works wonderfully, and you're absolutely right. It works only with small groups.
Well, let me say one more thing, okay?
Okay.
Because I know you have some resistance to it.
No, I don't have resistance to it. What I have resistance to is I'm trying to figure out how I'm placing this call into what we've been talking about tonight. I can't do it, Joy. Excuse me. What I'm having a problem with, we're talking about some stuff tonight and how the a group of Indians in Panama arrive at decisions and how consensus politics works has utterly nothing to do. It's very interesting, but it has utterly nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight, and it's really kind of disrupting the flow of the program. I don't mean any disrespect to you, but what in the world would make you call the program with this topic tonight after we talked about it last Thursday?
Because you told me to call you back.
Well, for what? I mean, did I say call me back for what? I don't know. I had a death in the family over the past. As a matter of fact, I've had two deaths in the family in the past 2 weeks. So my mind is not thinking clearly. All I know is
I'm trying to do a
radio talk show here, and
well, maybe we could just. I was just trying.
Maybe we could just drop it. Okay. I appreciate your effort, Joy. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a good evening. I don't understand that. I mean, I'm not going to bust up on the lady. I'm not going to say anything bad. But we're sitting here covering certain topics tonight. And what the Indians in Panama do and how they reach their tribal decisions and how that works on a 30-person group in L.A. or California, I mean, that's very interesting, but it has nothing to do with what we're trying to do here. And if I'm being a snot or a smartass, I apologize. I really do. But come on, y'all. Thank you. Oh, geez. Who's this? All right. John is calling from West Virginia. John has held on for 2 hours. John, what you got on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Just real quick, couple things. Number one, I think the way the lady's call related was that the problems that we all feel, many of us feel that we're having, us, we liberals, all have to do with the lack of empowerment. And I took it that she was saying, hey, if we want to get empowered so that we don't have to go through radio shows where we talk about the kinds of stuff that we've had to talk about tonight, then we've got to start on a local level. That's how I connected it.
Well, okay. That's good. But,
okay.
But, you know, I've said before in this program, this is not a solution focused or oriented program. That's what people do on the Tom Hartman program,
okay.
Or some other program. But what this program is where we kind of take a look at what the Bush crime family is doing or what we're faced with. And the reason we are not solution oriented on this program is because, frankly, I do not believe that there are solutions as long as the Republican Party, as it's currently constituted, is in control of this former republic.
Sure. And my response to that is that the whole point and purpose in taking a look at this is so that we can get beyond it. I mean, I don't think that looking at what the George Bush does, it certainly doesn't give me any pleasure. It gives me not one moment of joy. And the only reason that I look at it is, number one, because I have to look at it. And number two, because I want to find a way around it. So if you're looking at something just for the sake of yelping and screaming, then we're just making ourselves miserable for no purpose.
Okay.
We've got to go beyond that, Mike. We really do. And some of us, I mean, you know, I'm calling the program, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I absolutely have to go walk lockstep with your perspective.
Oh, no, okay, I don't expect anyone ever to walk lockstep with me. What I do expect, though, is people to kind of, sort of, maybe pick a topic that we've brought up during the previous 2.5 hours. John, thanks so much. No, I'm sorry, I got to go. Sorry, I got a break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Hi. I'm David Oreck. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Oreck vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Oreck vacuum, visit one of my Oreck stores, or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try-it-before-you-buy-it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you, too, so you can try it before you buy it. You have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now, 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site, 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomedo.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomedo in your local vitamin shop.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 minutes before the hour, thanks to the crew in New York. Where the program was engineered by Jason Isaac, Tim Einenkow screened your calls. And for the literally millions of Randy Rhoads fans who are curious about what the Goddess of Talk Radio is doing, go to her website, therandyrhoadsshow.com, for updates and to send Randy some get-well wishes. I think they have an announcement coming tomorrow. Is that right, Kathy, on Wednesday? Yeah. Also, thanks to our out-of-studio crew, Ben Birch in Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, upstate New York, Jim in Arkansas, and Chris in Minnesota, gang that helps make this program sound the way it sounds. Also to the folks at MikeMalloy.com on the message board, kick some butt, y'all. Kick some butt. Who we got here? Jeff is calling from Atlanta. Jeff, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Back to Atlanta.
Hey, Jeff.
You like the bag and the intro to my book? I don't know, but
say it again. I missed that.
I hope you like the bag, the tote bag I sent you, and my introduction to my book. I don't know if you got it last week.
Yeah. I did get it. Yeah. We're going to take some time off next week, and we're going to use that bag to carry suntan oil.
Awesome. But I won't get us off topic like the last. But I wanted to address that one guy who was talking about addressing people who have the W stickers on their car. And let me preface my remarks by saying, when I see those people, I give them the finger. And I consider it my civic duty to do so. And I try to.
You do? I mean, you pull up alongside of them and flip them off?
Oh yeah, and I try to drop up in front of them so they can see the sign on the back window that says "All Hail President Tush." And and sometimes it'll be like this old lady, and sometimes like it'll be in slow traffic, and I'll pull up right next to them, and like the window's closed,
And they kind of looked at me like, where the hell did that come from? And I'm sure it registers like a little bit later. One time it happened where I did it to this like 35-year-old woman, and then there was a guy sitting next to her. I don't know if it was her husband or not, but then like they were right next behind me in slow traffic, and he's like yelling all this stuff at me. I didn't even listen to what he was saying.
Aren't you afraid of somebody whipping out a pistol and shooting you? This is the South.
Well, granted, you know, I'm not going to do it to every single person, but I use a little bit of discretion in who I do it with. But the point is, I consider it my civic duty to do so.
No, wait a second, Jeff. Are you telling me you only flip off 35-year-old women?
I'm just telling you what I do. What I want you to do, here's my bigger point, is, you know,
sure.
I consider myself a gentleman. I really believe in being polite to people and not that type of behavior. But there is, you know, you can understand, obviously, why those people, I think, deserve that. But the bigger point is, we're in a car. I can't pull over and say, listen, we need to discuss this, you know. Although if we could, I wish I could. But when there are people I meet, and, you know, firsthand, like
right.
you were saying before, I don't want to, you said you don't want to address those people because you just can't tolerate them.
Right. Well, I just ignore them. You know, I live in Atlanta, too. I live in the Atlanta area, too, and I see these people with the W bumper stickers. And by the way, have you seen this new bumper sticker? It's the McDonald's Golden Arches upside down, and it says, I'm hating it.
I haven't seen that one.
No, yeah, it's upside down, so it looks like a W, and underneath says, I'm hating, you know,
that's
the
great.
McDonald's, I'm loving it. But no, I ignore those people. I have to. When I see anything that has anything to do with the Bush crime family stuck to the exterior of the car, including these abominable yellow fake ribbons, that they're not just yellow now. Everybody has a ribbon. I saw one the other day. It says, save the dogs. What the hell does that mean? You know, all these ribbons, and they're not ribbons, they're decals all over the place, and flags, and God loves America. And I'm sick of it. So
my point, though, is this, is that you were saying how those are they're the mentality of people like that, those crazy people that came to protest the anti-gay thing in Cleveland. But not all of those people are that mentality. The way I always put it is if you like Bush, you're either crazy, stupid, or ignorant, all of the above. And I tell them to their face, you need to see a psychiatrist or a librarian. And, you know, I met this one 20-year-old valet. He was telling me how he did missionary work in China. And obviously, that's a good guy, you know. And I said, so do you like Bush or not? And he said, well, you know, as a moral person, you can expect I did vote for Bush. And it's like, okay, I want to just scream right in his face, but sometimes you can't do that because of whatever reasons. And I just tried to engage him politely, and I started to tell him a few things, and he really started to take pause and was basically like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that when Scott McCollum was asked, what about the fact that the Ten Commandments says thou shalt not kill, Scott McCollum ignored the guy. You know, and I didn't have all day, but the point is, some of these people, you can reach them if you try to engage in polite conversation. They are just, a lot of them, just simply ignorant.
Yeah. All right, I got a suggestion for you. We're almost out of time here. I got a suggestion that you might want to do this, Jeff. Because one of our regular emailers just emailed in and said, whatever happened to flipping the peace sign? So the next time you want to give somebody the finger like that, why not give them two fingers? You know, give them the peace sign.
I'll give them both at the same time.
You're hardcore. You're a hardcore pal.
Hey, do you know year of the Bible designation for 1983 happened? Somebody showed me the document. I just had to throw that out there. Public Law 97-28 SJ Resolution 165. They made it, 1983 was officially year of the Bible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, something everybody ought to know.
Thanks for checking in.
Take care.
All right, you have a nice evening. Give them both? Oh, you got to keep one hand on the wheel. You got to steer. I guess if you're sitting in a stoplight, you give them the finger and the peace sign? What does this look like, Kathy? Does that look kind of freaky? It looks a little schizophrenic. It also looks like you're trying to say, hey, you got three things here. Three. Here, three. Robin and Jenny and Kathleen and Dee Patton and Melinda and Dave, I'm sorry. We didn't get to you, but
we will eventually.
All right, y'all have a good night, okay? It was a slice of heaven. Thanks for participating, no matter how you did it. Even if you called in to tell us about consensual politics by Panamanian tribes. I mean, that's cool. Whatever. Just try to do it in context, all right? Take care. Have a nice evening. I'll see you tomorrow night. Watch your back. I'm Mike Maloney. This is Air America.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are.